shit and bring it on back to me. No guilty heart nor deepest of seas. He puts it in your dream to the part of me.
That's Darren Edens with Darlin from his new album, Of My Word. And he is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. Great to be able to talk to you today, Darren.
I'm very glad to be here, yeah.
You've been in Canada on tour. You've just performed at the Hillside Festival, which finished just a few days ago. I have to say, I was very pleased to see the response of the audience during your set at the festival. It certainly seemed that they really enjoyed your music and enjoyed what you bring to the stage. I always like to start these conversations, though, by talking a little bit about how you got into music, because you live in Wales now.
I do live in Wales, yeah.
But you're Canadian, and I think grew up in St. Catharines, right?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Catharines, and then I went to school in London, Ontario, and as most people do, moved to Toronto shortly after. Lived there for a few years, and I've been in Wales for almost a year now.
Why did you decide you wanted to move to Wales and be based in Europe?
Well, it was a number of reasons. I had been doing a lot of touring in Europe, in the UK already. I had kind of made it a goal to build a name there. And then my partner got asked to do a year of university in Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales. And Wales is a lovely country, so we just made the decision it would kind of benefit us both. And I had already had quite a bit of touring lined up and some festivals and that, so just made sense to be on that side of the ocean for a bit.
I'm always fascinated by how people actually decide to make music their living. I mean, you play guitar, you play banjo.
I do, yeah.
You are, I think, known as the Dirty Little Picker from Canada or something?
Yeah, well, especially in Europe, the Dirty Little Picker, the Canadian Dirty Little Picker has been kind of put on a lot of promo material, and it's a bit of a story. It was a bit of a nickname. It came from an ex-girlfriend, and there's a song called Dirty Little Picker, and I wrote it as a bit of a joke, in the sense, you know, being a musician, not making a whole lot of money, being broke, relying on picking tunes, and it just sort of stuck. People started calling me the Dirty Picker because I was kind of preaching this song about what it's like to live on the road, and so that's kind of how that came to be.
You play guitar and banjo. Which instrument did you start with?
I was playing guitar from a young age. I started probably 10 or 11 when I first started getting lessons. Didn't really like lessons at first, though. I kind of got put in the, we're going to learn how to play classical guitar, and I wanted to jam. I wanted to play like the guys you see on the TV shows or, you know, when you hear the radio. And then I had a really great teacher, and he kind of was my introduction to the blues and country and folk, and he kind of showed how you could express yourself. You know, I was learning chord progressions, but then I was learning how to solo over those and how to write a hook and how to write a riff. And then from there, that's where my obsession came, because as opposed to just learning classical pieces or learning somebody else's song, every lesson we would try to create something at the end. It was kind of like a bonus to each lesson. So I did that for many years, and then I was given a tenor banjo by my grandmother, and I guess became obsessed with it. Like, I do love playing the guitar, but playing the banjo actually made me a better guitar player, and then playing more guitar and vice versa. And so that led to listening to more bluegrass and honky tonk and country music. And
was that about when you decided that you would like to make it your career?
For me, it was, I started teaching myself the banjo, and I kind of enjoyed the freedom of it. And then when I was in college, I met Em Greiner. She came to do a guest lecture, and we could have like a one-on-one chat with her. So I showed her some of the songs I was writing and playing, and it was my first step into trying to play a bit more folky music and write songs. And she was really supportive. She really liked it. So literally we started an email conversation back and forth, and I was starting to play my first shows and open mics and things. And she just asked me to go on tour with her. So it wasn't so much I sat out and said, I'm going to do this. It was kind of somebody said, you should try do this. And then I became obsessed with that. There's probably going to be a bit of a theme in this interview, I feel. I discover something new and then become obsessed with it. So we did a tour of Eastern Canada, and I immediately got back and decided I'm going to book a solo tour around Ontario and Eastern Canada again. And then I got back from that and decided I was going to go west, and it was kind of this, you know, snowball effect.
So it sounds as though there's a certain degree of mentorship involved in actually trying to get you to feel that, hey, maybe there is something here.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the entire reason I'm doing what I'm doing. When I was given the banjo from my grandma, for example, I had never had any desire to play the banjo. I had never even considered playing the banjo. But later in her life, I learned that she was actually a fantastic mandolin player. So when she gave me the banjo, she said she thought I played the guitar like a banjo player, and she thought I should give it a try. And she figured the best way to do that is to put a banjo in my hands. Fast forward, here we are, just had a fantastic hillside, and I'm sure she would have been thrilled to know that the banjo's taken me all over the place, you know?
Do you think the banjo is more the calling card? My sense is, as much as people make so many jokes about banjos, I certainly love to see people play, whether they're playing the banjo solo or, you know, part of a trio or a four in a group or anything like that.
I would say yes. I mean, it was probably 2 years of me traveling around and playing before I actually took the banjo with me, because I had been writing so much on the guitar and that, and I wasn't 100% comfortable with bringing the banjo. But now, if you ask anybody, like, what I do, like, I'm a banjo player. You know, I've played banjo in so many bands now, and sometimes I tour with just the banjo. You know, that's become my thing. And the response I get from that, not to say there's too many guitar players, but there's definitely a lot less banjo players. And when I show up in a tiny town in Denmark, they may have never seen someone show up and play the banjo, let alone the tenor banjo, and I tend to beat the thing up a bit, you know? So I play quite energetic. So I think that has definitely helped me from a career standpoint. I found something that I love that stands out as something unique for people, you know? So.
Tell us a little bit about the album Of My Word. We started off with the track Darling, which was one of my immediate favorites on the album. It's a duet. Having seen you perform at Hillside, I've already realized that it's a song that appeals to a lot of people, very popular in the live show. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you said it. You think it appeals to a lot of people, because I kind of wrote that with that in mind. Because kind of going back to what we just said, as much as the banjo stands out as something unique and people like that, I wanted to try and do something that was a little more easy for people to swallow, you know? It wasn't so in your face and abrasive, and I wanted to show I could write something a little more lovely, and that was my first go at writing a proper duet, you know, not something with just a harmony, but like I wrote lines from a female perspective and lines from the male perspective, and it's a bit of a breakup story, you know, and we're both having this conversation about how we broke up, why we broke up, and why we can't fix this, you know? And that's why it says lines like, you know, darling, let me know. And it's like, you know, you took my heart, where'd you put it? And then, you know, the female says, oh, I've hidden it away. You know, like you can't have it back. Like you gave it to me, but like we can't be, you know? So it's a sad story, but it's got that kind of like shuffle groove to it. So people kind of move along with it, and then I hope they kind of listen back and realize it's a bit of a heartbreak, you know?
We asked you to bring the banjo with you, which you have done, and hopefully play a couple of tunes. What would you like to play for us?
Yeah, I don't really go many places without it. It's I think on the banjo, I'm probably going to do a Stanley Brothers tune called Mountain Dew. They do a fantastic guitar version, but because I do so much of the flat pick and banjo, I decided to make my own kind of rendition of it on the banjo as well, so...
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Now
for me, there's an old hollow tree. We lay down a dollar or two. Go round the bend and come back again to a jug of the good old Mountain Dew. Call it the good old Mountain Dew, and then they refuse it off you. Push up my mug if you fill up my jug with a good old Mountain Dew. Head horse at high, said his wife had been down with the flu. He thought I ought to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and them they refuse it off you. I shove my mug with you, fill up my jug with a good old Mountain Dew. Side off and short way, measures about 4'2". But he comes a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Call it the good old Mountain Dew, and them they refuse it off you. Crush up my mug, you fill up my jug with a good old Mountain Dew. How he felt when he heard the dry log gone through. Your liquor's too ready to swell up your head. Better stick to that good old Mountain Dew. Call it the good old Mountain Dew. Me and them, they refuse it off you. I'll show my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain, good old Mountain, good old Mountain Dew.
That's Darren Eaton's live on Folk Roots Radio today with Mountain Dew, which is a song by the Stanley Brothers. Wow, when I watch you play and the speed with which your fingers move, can't help be impressed by that level of dexterity. Again, that's something that just came to you when you started to play, that you realized that, you know, this just felt so natural for you?
Yeah, I think what really ended up happening was... I played the 4-string banjo, and I was listening to a lot of guys play the 5-string, so I was trying to mimic those quick rolls that they do finger picking, but traditionally, the 4-string banjo is more of like used in Irish music or a lot of like New Orleans jazz and that, so it's flat picked. So I ended up picking quicker and quicker, and then to mimic those rolls, the left-hand scales just kind of got quicker and quicker, and that's just how I ended up feeling comfortable playing, and a lot of the stuff I write is quite fast because of it.
I've got to ask you about your singing style, because that to me, you know, when I listen to you sing, I think, wow, it's like, is he channeling from someone from another time? Because you have this sort of very, I don't know, retro roots way of singing. And I was just curious as to how that developed.
I think that was kind of just a collaboration of all the types of music I had been listening to growing up, and when I really started to get into the older styles of music. And again, it's another one of those where it's just where I feel most comfortable. Like I've you know, tried to write songs that I project my voice more in that, but when it really comes down to it, I like kind of that percussive quality to the way I sing, and the vibrato just sort of comes, you know? And I personally think I just have a bit of a nasally voice already, and that's perfect for the style of music.
Well, it's funny because it does have that sort of front porch Appalachian, you know, let's head off into deliverance type feel to this.
And yeah.
It's an interesting way of singing. I mean, it just feels really natural to you to sing like that?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, like something like that last song there, I mean, that's a Stanley Brothers way of singing it, really, you know? Like, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I mean, I've obviously added my own timbre to the vocal styling, but the rhythmic quality is, I think, what drew me in first. And just, like, kind of playing the quick licks, the quick vocal style comes out, and, yeah, I it's just my voice, I guess, you know? So I feel it's one of those, you love it or you hate it, but I also feel that way about the old-time music. People either love it or they hate it, so.
So can we talk about your influences? Who are the people that inspire you as a, you know, both a guitar player and a banjo player?
Well, for the, just the instrumentation-wise, I mean, somebody like a Doc Watson definitely inspires the flat-picking guitar style. The tenor banjo, there's a lot of great players, but where I really learned a lot of my licks was from Maurice Beaulieu, who I personally think is one of the most underrated banjo players, and he's Canadian. So he was considered the Canadian king of the banjo, because of course we have the Earl Scruggs in the States, which is everybody's go-to name. Maurice Beaulieu was a tenor player, and that's what I ended up with. And yeah, listening to his records, and he'd do all these old-time pieces, and just these unbelievable riffs and the triplets and the flat picking, and it was, you just couldn't believe it was coming from one person, let alone one instrument. So I'd say those are kind of the two of the ones that come to mind first, in the style that I play mostly. But like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of blues players, you know. I learned my 12-bar blues before I learned any country tune, you know. So I think that's where a lot of my solos come from as well.
We're going to have you play for us again, because you did mention that you brought the guitar as well as the banjo, and I think now we're going to play one from the guitar, is that right?
Yeah, I'd love to do one off the record if I could. It's kind of fitting in that style, the quick picking.
Okay, and what are you going to play for us?
I think we're going to do a Laundry Song.
Okay, this is Darren Eden's. Now, this is from the album Off My Word, which was recorded in Toronto, right?
It was split between Toronto and Hamilton, actually. There's Desert Fish Studios in Toronto, which I've done a lot of work with, between my own projects and various other bands, and I've done some banjo playing for other people in there. And then the other part was Catherine North Studios, which is in Hamilton, which puts out a lot of great work. I really wanted to record in a nice big open space, and they've got a big old church with a recording studio in it, so went down to Hamilton for a day. So this next song is called I'm Not Like Your Load of Laundry, So Please Don't Hang Me on the Line, but it's also known as simply the Laundry Song. It's a bit of a song comparing romantic love to the love of a new outfit, and how sick and tired we get of old clothes, and how happy we are when we go and buy brand new attire. So,
I'm not like a load of laundry you could wash, fold, and put away. Holes that mend ain't ever keep me, mama, no, I'm here to stay. Like your favorite outfit, you never leave me in the drawer. Really, mama, I just can't handle heartache anymore. Sing it one more time, one more time. Really, now, and don't just hang me on the line. One more time, one more time. Well, now, and don't just leave me on the line. See, I've been dirtied up from a life on the road, but it's nothing bleach can't wash away. Well, I'll always compliment your hair, and I'll bring you your eyes that way. Formal when you need to dress up, and I'm down for casual Fridays. Don't be like your favorite ones, your mama come snuggle with me. Sing it one more time, one more time. Really, little darling, don't just hang me on the line. one more time, one more time. Well, little darling, don't just leave me on the line. I'll stay in style, though it hurt, the trends may change. Stand up with the cursing, darling, wash, fold, and dry again. Well, I am not one size fits all, cause I've got one specific mold. It's exactly your height and size, baby, so put away them other clothes. One more time, one more time. Really, don't just hang me on the line. One more time, one more time. Well, little mama, don't just leave me hanging. Lord knows I'd hate to be on your line just swaying. Well, little mama, don't just leave me on the line.
That's Darren Edens with a live version of The Laundry Song on Folk Roots Radio today. I love that song. I loved it when I heard it live, and I love it here today. And it's great on the album, and it is on the album, of my word. People want to get the album. How can they do that?
I mean, of course, it's going to be available at all upcoming shows, but basically any website that you can buy music on, I think I've found a way on it. So your iTunes, your Bandcamp, and various other sites that way. If you want a physical copy, Bandcamp is probably the best way to find it, and it's just bandcamp.com/Darren Edens.
You moved to Europe. You mentioned at the start of the interview you now live in Cardiff in Wales. When you tour there, are you touring as a band, or are you tend to tour as a solo artist?
Right now, I've only been touring there as a solo artist. The intention is to arrange a band in Europe that I can bring on tour with me. Hopefully I can get, you know, an upright bass and drum thing going on.
Which is what you played with at Hillside.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite lineup, I guess, you know, because traditionally bluegrass, you wouldn't have a drummer, but I like having the drums there, and nothing's better than a nice upright bass line to back some quick guitar or banjo licks, in my opinion. So
it's certainly, I find your style, your performance generally is very crowd pleasing. I mean, that's the benefit from doing an interview like this after a festival rather than in the run up to a festival, is you're like, oh yeah, you get to see, you know, what it's like when the performer actually gets out on stage and, you know, does their stuff. I want to see if I can get you to play again.
Yeah.
Is there something else we can play today?
Oh, yeah, of course. I could do another banjo tune for sure.
Okay, let's do another banjo tune. What are you going to play for us?
That's a really good question. You know, I could do, because I've moved to Wales, I wrote a song about drinking rye whiskey, because it's pretty tough to get some good old Canadian whiskey in Wales, of all places. And this is a brand new one that I'm hoping to record with the backing band, so I think it'd be cool to do a solo version of that.
And it's in called Rye Whiskey?
It is called Rye Whiskey.
Darren Edens with Rye Whiskey, live on Folk Roots Radio today.
Come on, darling, you cannot match amount of rye whiskey going down my hatch. Like the beer fan, the wine's just fine, and I don't mind my women most of the time. Most of my learning came from the pub, and I never learned much from the Lord above. Tip my head, and I never looked back. I said, oh, boom, rye whiskey mama, just like that. Said, oh, boom, rye whiskey mama, just like that. I said, oh, boom, I said, oh, boom. I said, a boom, rah, whiskey, mama, just like that. See, my daddy was a drinker and my mama too. So what was a poor boy like me to do? I came around and I didn't mind a bottle unless it had whiskey sitting in the bottom. Scotch, Ireland, and a whiskey three in old Kentucky bourbon handed to me. I am a good old Canadian son, and rye whiskey is my number one. I miss praying with the devil's liquor, and I once tried vodka, well, I'd never been sicker. Tip my hat, and I never looked back. I said a bone, I said a bone, I said a boom, rye whiskey, mama, just like that. I said a boom, rye whiskey, mama, just like that. I said a bone. I said a bone. Well, a little bit of rum ain't in the Caribbean. The beer is mighty strong if you find yourself in Belgium. When I go to Spain, well, I'll have me a cerveza. I don't remember Mexico because of the tequila. But I like my drinks well, a little more traditional, a little rye whiskey. Come on, keep my glass full.
That's Darren Edens with a live version of a new song on Folk Roots Radio today. That's entitled Rye Whiskey, another song he played at Hillside when he was in the Lake Tent and received a fabulous reception from the audience there. What does the future bring? What are you working on? New songs, obviously, a new album?
Yeah, no set in stone plans to record it yet, but I've definitely been working on a lot of new songs. Moving to a new country, let alone a country such as Wales, gives you a lot of new perspective and a lot of time to read and write and try new things. So hopefully I would like to get started on a new album in the fall, as far as, you know, finishing songs, picking songs, and hopefully next year a new album will come from that.
You'll be heading back to Wales fairly shortly. When are we likely next to see you back in Canada?
Likely not till next spring or summer. Because I'll be doing most of my touring in Europe again. it's kind of a tradition. I think I spend every April touring Germany now, so.
Yeah, they love you in Germany?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel there's a lot of Canadian singer-songwriters that are going over to Germany. It's just a really great place. They really appreciate music, and there's a couple little pockets that I've developed some following, so I always start in Germany and then try new countries and new places every year. So,
do you wear the lederhosen when you do that? Or
I don't. But I was there. When was the last time I was there? Over Christmas time, and the amount of Christmas markets they have in Germany, they're fantastic. But you see a lot of lederhosen, and you drink a lot of hot wine.
It's been great to have you join us today. If it's people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I mean, the best is all the social medias. I try to keep up as best I can. You can find everything on, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter, and like I said, Bandcamp. And I post all my music and my artwork on there.
The album is entitled Of My Word by Darren Edens. It's a great album. It was great having you join us today. And hopefully we'll catch up again next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Look forward to that. We're going to play one more track from the album before we go. What are we going to play?
We are going to do Moving On, which is a song I wrote right around the time deciding to move to a different country and try to experience something different. It's a finger-picking tune, a bit of a duet, kind of questioning, you know, you're sick and tired of the place you've always lived, kind of wondering what else is out there. So
that's great. This is Darren Edens from the album, as I mentioned before, Of My Word, with Moving On. And you've been listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Darren, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Up space to time, moving on with this time. Show me all it is. Here I pack my bags out to the brim to see what I can find out in the west. Break myself from a small front, sitting for too long. Gonna pull my roots here from, so gonna show some folks my songs with this time. Show me all that it is. Well, I pack my bags to the brim to see what I can find out in the west. Cause I'm moving on. Spread my wings and fly strong, see if I can build my baby home. But we're moving on, give next one our best try. Memories of friends made and how we fell in love. It's time to reach for the stars, cause it never seems so low. Cause I'm moving on. See if I can build my baby home. home. Girls, it's time, show me all it is. Well, I'm packing my bags up to the brim to see what I can find out in the